Tom Karkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. Our AccuWeather forecast for today, going to be partly cloudy, less windy hopefully, and a high near 50. Right now in Kenosha, 39 degrees, Burlington 37, Milwaukee 41, it's also 39 in Racine. A 45-year-old Racine man is in the Racine County Jail accused of phoning in a bomb threat that forced the closure of the courthouse across the street from the law center for half a day back in October. Lee Lucas, according to sheriff's investigators, phoned in that threat from a payphone at a Lathrop Avenue business. He's being held pending on charges for the bomb threat and also unrelated misdemeanor allegations. Sheriff Christopher Smaling indicating this investigation continues. Due to that threat, the courthouse was closed and employees sent home, the facility reopening later in the day. 41-year-old Bristol resident Dean Parkman has been acquitted by a Kenosha County jury of homicide by the negligent use of a motor vehicle and causing injury by reckless driving in reference to a fatal accident in July of 2013. Parkman was driving east on Highway 165 and just past the interstate, he went through a red light. His vehicle struck an SUV containing five members of a family. A woman died, a girl was seriously hurt, three others suffered lesser injuries. The jury hearing about Parkman's seizure disorder caused by what court records say was a parasitic infection in his brain, a condition for which he takes medication. Judges in Racine County say the simple ability to hear proceedings better in court, well, something county officials could really improve upon for the facilities, as well as they want to continue to incorporate new technology for greater efficiency and cost control. The Government Services Committee hearing from six of the judges this week. Judge Emily Miller said that even the small things can make a big difference.
I don't think it's that my hearing is going because my court reporter has the exact same problem that I do, simply with hearing lawyers and sometimes the parties. Judge and witness are marked, but the lawyers are not. And I know one of the requests that we have has been for audio upgrades. And it really, really makes a difference in the courtroom.
Judge Timothy Boyle explained he does a lot of his work on computer, including reading documents. Judge David Paulson suggested the audio system in his courtroom may go back to the 1970s. Signs also posted about cell phones with courtrooms. Well, that may change to just a total ban on cell phones. That from Judge Michael Piontek, noting the public brings them into courtrooms and there's concern about them taking video and or pictures of jury members and other issues. Courthouse security, law enforcement center security, drug court funding, some of the other issues discussed at that meeting. A 53-year-old man living at a Mount Pleasant motel, Josh Koska, has been charged with impersonating a police officer after reportedly approaching a girl at a local grocery store and asking her if she'd ever been sexually assaulted. Girl telling police that while she was checking out of the store, a man walked up to her, told her he was an undercover cop with Racine Police, assigned to a special investigation team. Police have been informed earlier this week that a guy living at the Knights Inn had been making similar comments to people at various locations around Mount Pleasant. Meanwhile, two Racine men are facing charges related to the theft of tools from Putzmeister in Mount Pleasant. 31-year-old Randy Gardner accused of theft, 31-year-old Jesus Cortez charged with receiving stolen property. Gardner failed to appear in court yesterday, an initial appearance for Cortez postponed so he could obtain an attorney. And the city of Racine will stop providing fire rescue service to the villages of North Bay, Wind Point, and Elmwood Park January 1st, those communities contracting instead with Caledonia and South Shore, respectively, at a lower cost. It's a six-figure hit to the revenue for the city of Racine, but the city will be getting almost $64,000 annual reduction when it comes to dispatching costs. City Attorney Scott Letney telling the Finance and Personnel Committee this was part of the contractual language.
The city of Racine's share is changing from 55% to 52.5%, and the other, that 2.5% is the combined total of Wind Point, Elmwood Park, and North Bay, which will then, essentially what the agreement says is whichever municipality is handling the fire service for these villages will be responsible for the payment to the county of those dollar amounts.
Letney indicating both Caledonia and Mount Pleasant were on board with the changes outlined in the contract. Racine Unified School District working with high school principals, teachers, business, community, post-secondary partners, trying to build a framework for what will be called the Academies of Racine at Case Park and Horlick. The goal is to implement the model next fall. The first of three information meetings for the public will be taking place next Monday night, 6:30, in the Park High School Theater. The next gathering on Wednesday, December the 16th, also at 6:30, in the Case Theater. And the final meeting is scheduled December the 17th at 7:30 p.m. in the Horlick Theater. Well, speaking of schools out in Burlington, the school district's officials there hired an architectural firm to look at the facilities, recommend a plan of action on repairs, upgrades, even replacements if need be, to which one of the Board of Education's committees recently got a status update. Here's WRJN's Janet Hoff.
Not quite the same as Racine Unified with its Civil War-era facilities, but Burlington's Karcher Middle School has parts of the original building dating back to the 1920s. The architect's preliminary report says Karcher presents the biggest challenges, including an almost 60-year-old heating system. Burlington High School and Winkler Elementary are both in their mid-teens, the newest of the facilities, and they're showing signs of wear. MyRacineCounty.com says the report outlines everything from cosmetic to critical repairs, remodeling and remediation at Burlington area schools, with the completed data going into a master plan. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News.
Kenosha City Plan Commission, despite several objections from the public, votes in favor of a zoning change for construction of a 400,000-square-foot warehouse near the interstate, south of the large Amazon buildings. Now, the neighbors could file a valid protest petition to force a three-quarters vote of the council for that zoning change. The Plan Commission in Kenosha also recommending approval of a new comprehensive plan for the former Chrysler engine plant site. And if you are good at spinning a tall tale in a short amount of time and you are not a politician, those are considered to be professionals in this case, you can enter the Burlington Liars Club's annual contest. We've told you about this before. Take note, the deadline is next Tuesday. The club's president, Dennis Tully, in WRJN's Community Conversation says they're going to have a committee determining the champion liar this year. Says they'll just sit down after Christmas, have a couple of beers, and they'll go through the entries.
We get some dandies that don't make them long. Just make them one or two paragraphs, one or two sentences, and those are the ones that we usually like to go for because the news media doesn't like to get too long of a deal.
The champion liar will get a certificate and 15 minutes of fame with the announcement New Year's Eve. Google Burlington Liars Club for the contest information. Submit an entry, the zip code 53105 in Burlington for any snail mail. WRJN.com, that's our webpage, and our newscasts are there whenever you want. Just go to the local news section to find them. Also, at WRJN News for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karkle, AM 1400, WRJN News.